And now, the show that teaches you to take control of your own financial destiny. Traders Talk Live. Here's your host, Craig Weil.
All right, good morning. It is Saturday, May 24th, and you are listening to Traders Talk Live. I am your host, Craig Weil, and we are going to teach you some things today. We've got a great show for you. Alan Rohrbach will be stopping by later in the segment. And as lead analyst for Roar International, Alan will give us a peek at the market from a perspective most of us never see, and that's from the eyes of an institutional investor. But before we do that, I would like to welcome back Michael Young to the studio this morning.
Morning, Craig. Good to be back.
All right. I hope you had some good R&R in Tucson.
No, it was...
Let's move to something constructive. And like you, as a floor trader for many years and faced with the reality that I needed to learn new skills in order to compete in today's electronic marketplace, you know, I recognized a long time ago that one of the crafts that I lacked most was technical analysis. And through OTA courses, fortunately, and some of the mentoring that they do, my personal technical expertise has gotten to the point where I now have days where I actually believe I'm a technical all-star. However, if I want to really make an honest comparison to some of the talent that pervades our financial landscape, I have to admit that compared to me, my guest today may be headed for the Hall of Fame. In a career that began on the floor of the CME 38 years ago, Alan Rohrbach has taken a lifetime of market experience and used it to launch the highly respected risk management consulting firm Roar International. As its president and lead analyst, Alan is responsible for giving daily global financial analysis and commentaries to a variety of risk managers at a number of international securities firms, banks, and corporations. With his emphasis on intermarket relationships and very precise technical projections, Alan has honed his craft to become one of the leading experts on foreign exchange, international interest rate, and equity indices. A prolific writer, teacher, and speaker as well, Alan has a wealth of talent and institutional perspectives we can tap for a few moments, so I am thrilled he is here with us today. Alan, welcome to Traders Talk Live.
My pleasure to be here, Craig.
All right. Well, we are glad you're here, and I know you're taking some time out of a vacation week to be with us, so we thank you for that very much.
Well, I thank you for having me on. Well,
I just got to tell you that you would not get me off the golf course to appear on a radio show, so we are thrilled. Alan, there's a lot that I'd like our audience to learn this morning, so let's get right to it. First off, a little bit about your background, how you became in the markets, and what led you into this world of technical analysis.
Well, that's a very good question, because it wasn't necessarily what I planned to get into as I was going through my education. Frankly, I tried quite a few things, and almost by process of elimination, engineering, communications, psychology, philosophy, social science, etc., just did not appear to me to be things I wanted to stay with and do full-time. And in fact, I walked down the floor of the Mercantile Exchange as all of the brokers' children were going back to college in the fall, so there were jobs available in August of 1969, and just fell in love with the markets. One of the first things that happened the first day, and I'll say a few things during the course of this interview that I will significantly date myself. As all of the ticker tape and telex machines were typing out the news that everyone was reading, all of a sudden at 9:30 a bell goes off and there's a bunch of grown men in funny colored jackets jumping up and down in this elevated platform, and I said, "What's that?"
That was so, me you were looking at, Alan.
It very possibly was, Michael. or your kindred spirits were in there, even if maybe a bit earlier than you. And they said, "That's pork belly trading." And I said, "Why are those people so excited?" And they go, "Well, there's a lot of money at stake based upon setting the price of pork bellies." And I said, "Oh, well, who decides the price?" They said, "That's the point. It's done by price discovery. There's no one person. It's a market function. Nobody knows for sure. The smartest people in the world who are in the business and think they know it all, they can be wrong on a given day, and a well-educated and well-disciplined public trader can beat them at their own game. Well, I was intrigued and, in fact, found it to be the sort of challenge that maybe all of that previous engineering and psych and philosophy was actually preparing me for.